rid of the...
Would you ever say get shut off or get
shed off? Get shed off. I wouldn't, but it. Uh-huh. A lot of people would say.
Is it shed, S-H-E-D?
That's a slang term.
Uh-huh. But I was wondering if it was shed or if it was shut.
I don't know, but I thought I got shed of it is what I've always heard.
All right. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all.
He thought he knew it all.
Or he acted
like he knew it all.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a pencil on your desk and you came back and it wasn't there, you might say, who
took my pencil?
Or who
has taken my pencil?
Using a slang word,
who got my pencil?
Would you say swiped or snitched or anything?
You might say swiped or snitched. Who snitched my pencil?
Okay. I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
And you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure
didn't remember it.
All right. I have just blank him a letter.
Written him a letter.
And yesterday he
wrote me a letter.
And I will
write him a
and
letter.
I expect to receive an
receive.
Not a reply, but an means the same as reply.
An answer.
Mm-hmm. And when you take your pen and you on the front of the envelope you blank
address it.
Do you know an older term for that?
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of you.
Back it?
Back it. That's what I was trying to think of.
Okay. And you might say, I know he lives in Savannah, but I don't know his street
address.
Mm-hmm. And if a little boy had learned how to whistle and you wanted to know where he learned it, you would ask who?
Taught you to whistle.
Uh-huh. And if I said, when are you going to Columbus? You would say, well, I'm blank to go.
I'm supposed to go.
Well, meaning that you're preparing yourself to go. I'm
getting ready to go.
Okay, would you ever say aiming to or fixing to or?
Maybe fixing, but not aiming. Mm-hmm. But that's a common term.
Right. And what would a child call another child who tells on him?
Tattletale.
Is tattle the same as gossip?
Well, I would say that gossip is more between two people about somebody rather than just telling on them.
Could you call an adult a tattletale?
Yes, you could, but it's not usual.
What would you say of an adult who goes around telling everything?
You'd probably say he gossiped.
Okay. But we're about two pages from the end, by the way. If you wanted a bouquet for the dinner table, you'd go out and
pick the flowers, mm-hmm, or cut the flowers.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really shouldn't use that motion because that's a picking motion and you might do that just as easily. Then what would a child play with? General name.
Toys.
Do you know the term play pretty?
Yes, and I have heard that and almost also used it, play pretty.
What is it?
It means the same thing as toys.
Any kind of toy?
As far as I know.
Is a bicycle a play pretty?
No, I think that's a bicycle isn't a toy. I mean, I think you've gotten, when you ride a bicycle, you've gotten rid of beyond the toy stage.
Is a toy gun a play pretty?
It could be, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if something happened that you had expected to happen, you might say, I just blanked that was going to happen.
I just knew that was going to happen.
And we've got a whole bunch of verbs here. That's the book that you blanked me for Christmas.
You gave me for Christmas.
And you have
given me,
and I will
give to you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I carried my umbrella. I hadn't gone half a block before it blank to rain.
Started to rain.
What's another word beginning with
begin
a B?
Begin to rain. Began to rain.
And it will
begin to
and
rain.
It has
begun to rain.
And why are you out of breath? I blank all the way home.
I ran all the way
and
home.
And I will
run.
And I have
run.
And if you didn't know where he was born, you might ask, where does he blank from?
Where does he come from?
Yesterday he
came from.
And he has
come from.
And with your eyes you
see.
Yesterday I
have seen.
And yesterday I
saw.